Okay.
If you want to get the boat away from the shore, they say sometimes we're going to launch the boat. You ever say launch?
Well, they launch it when they put it in the water.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what that means. Launch the boat there. They pull them out, you know, usually. Keep them on the dry because...
Mm-hmm. If I'd hand you some pencils and I'd ask you for one, and you'd say, or ask you for all of them, you'd say, well, here, pencils.
Take one.
Or
take them all.
I'd say, where are my pencils? And you say,
here they are.
Right. And using the word pencils, you say,
oh,
here's
your pencil. Here is your pencil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for five of them, you'd say, here's your pencils.
Pencils.
Yeah. Okay. You pick up a baby and jostle it a little bit, and the mother gets a little worried, and you say, oh, don't worry, I'm hurting.
I won't let him fall.
I'm going to hurt him. And end it in going to hurt him.
Well, I'm not going to hurt him.
Okay. Somebody asks you a question, or rather you're having an argument, let's say, with somebody, and not a serious one, and you say something, and you're not quite sure you're right. And you say, well, I'm right. Would you say, ain't I? Or am I not? Well, I'm right. You see, you're not
well,
quite sure.
Well, am I not, Trevor?
Yeah. What would you be likely to say?
Ain't very likely.
That's what I wanted to
know. Well, you know the words in the dictionary, and
sure.
For years.
Fine, good word.
I think the word's all right.
Depends on who you're talking to.
Well, that's right, too.
Somebody accuses you of doing something, you didn't do it. You say, no, it me. So you're the one, they say, you're the one who did it. You say, no, it, me.
It's not me, huh?
It wasn't me. And the thing the lady wears in the kitchen to keep the grease off her dress.
Apron.
And man's three-piece suit has, what, three pieces?
Well, not anymore. Well, they used to have gold vest and trousers. Pants, whatever you want to call them. I know a few men, old men, like, that wear vests. Mm-hmm. I think I've got one hanging around someplace I've had for years that I never had on last year. And I guess I've gotten a little too big for it now anyway. But they were a nice little article to wear. I used to like them, especially in wintertime. Sit in the house with them, no sleeves in them, you know, and they just kept you a little warmer. It used to be hard to keep warm. Now here we've got natural gas.
Yeah.
Man alive, we can keep this house just the way we want it all the time.
If I had a hole in my elbow and patch on my knee, you might say, you better go to the tailor and buy a...
suit?
Not an old one, but a...
Huh?
Not an old suit. You better go buy
a new suit. A new suit, yeah, of course. Well, tailors don't have old suits, I don't think.
That's why I want the combination here. Would you ever use the word fetched?
Fetch?
Uh-huh. Go fetch it for me.
Oh, a little, but
I've
used the word, I was brought up to use the word bring.
Uh-huh. So that you might say, yesterday I brought in his coat.
Yes.
Instead of...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the boy has a lot of stuff in his pockets. You might say his pockets are just...
Heap full.
And they got so much in them, they
bulge.
Uh-huh. And the collar fits you yesterday, and you washed a shirt, and it doesn't fit today. You might think the collar...
It shrunk. Or shrank. Now, I guess shrank would be the proper word there. They have shrunk in the past tense, but shrank, that's right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And the...
I got a pretty good understanding of that when I was in school.
Yeah.
I liked that study of grammar.
Uh-huh.
And... today I see so many people and even college graduates just butcher the English language as far as grammatical errors go.
The lady keeps her coins and her makeup and a million other things in her what?